Hey Ryan, another strong week for you guys. Since March 13th, your record 16-1-1. This is a tremendous run that you've been on, and everybody is pushing in the right direction in your team right now.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, we're on a great run, and I think a big reason why is we just don't get complacent. I mean, we win games. I mean, especially on that first game against Belleville this week, we won pretty heavy and they came back at the end, but it was kind of a heads up. And I think that we just weren't happy with the win. We knew we had a lot to work on. So I think that happened for a reason. And when we came back these next two games, I thought we played a lot better defensively. And then obviously they're a team that likes to run and gun. So if you play the right way, you're going to get chances. And I think that we did a good job sticking to our game plan.
You seem to be much more confident on the ice in your capacity to play and be a dominant player in this league right now. The Ryan Poehling that we've been seeing the last month and a half and more has been a dominant player out there. Clearly, the confidence is there, and you want to still push in that direction.
Yeah, 100%. I think that obviously getting a good opportunity here and making the most of it. So it's a lot of fun too. I mean, we have a lot of guys that I enjoy playing with. I mean, our team is truly a team, and my line mates are great. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and obviously it's the first game without Teasdale in probably a month and a half or 2 months. So, but Lucchini stepped right in, played with him a little bit, and he's a fast player and he knows what he's doing too. So it's fun to just kind of have that instant chemistry right away.
And how good is it for you to play a lot of minutes? You've been in all situations, 5-on-5, power play, PK. They're giving you a lot of ice time to help build your confidence and your abilities out there too. You didn't miss a beat since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the biggest thing is you're always just competing with yourself, trying to become the best player that you can be. And like I said earlier, you get the chances and the opportunities that I have, and I've made the most of them, and I just want to continue to work. So I do a good job with that, and coach does a good job at teaching me the right how to play and just little things here and there that I've done a good job just kind of taking in and part, making a part of my game.
Would you say that the depth of this team has been a outstanding this year, with injuries, some players that were trying to have the chance to play, they've been really good tonight. Cameron Ellis gets in the lineup, scores his first goal. Demchenko in net was really good the last two times that we've seen him, and the list goes on and on. The depth of this team is really impressive.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's one of the bigger things is we have a very deep team, and it's one of those deals too when guys feel comfortable when they jump in the lineup just because of how good our structure is, and we're so anal about it all the time in practice. And I think everyone just practices the right way, and it kind of leads into the game. So, I mean, for guys jumping in the lineup, it doesn't seem like they're nervous. They know where people are going to be, and that makes it a lot easier. So, yeah, our depth helps a lot, but also our structure does too.
All right, Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Next question, Chris, the AHL report.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
So last season, you're playing on the wing in Montreal. You're playing in the wing with Laval. You're going back and forth between Laval and Montreal. And this year, it's been, more consistent playing with Laval, for the entire season at literally like with the same role. How much do you think that has helped you with your performance this season?
A lot. I think honestly the offseason did too. I mean, just realizing, hey, at the end of the day, it's you're there to play hockey, and don't whatever happens to you that you can't control. So I'm just worried about the things I can control, and I think that's helped me a lot, just showing up to the rink, having a good attitude and playing the way that I know I can play.
And like this year is like no other year like we've had like for hockey and outside of hockey. How would you say, how often would you look at the standings compared to previous years?
I've never been a huge standings guy. I mean, obviously you know where you stand, and I mean, like you said, this year there's no playoffs, so it's a little more difficult, but it's always fun knowing like where you're competing with. I know that we're one of the top teams in the league, and I think that's something that we should strive for too. I mean, it's like I said, we don't want to get complacent, and we know how good we are, and it's kind of the you want to look at the big goal and the big picture, and I think we've done a good job with that throughout the entire year.
Last question for Ryan. We'll go with Grant McKay.
Hey Ryan, I just from a personal standpoint, I just curious, like this has been a crazy year. Have you I know, you went through so much with your twin brothers winning a state championship and playing 3 years in St. Cloud and stuff, and very close to them. What's it been? Have you seen them? How have you been, you know, how have you been maintaining contact with them? And what's it feel like not to be around your brothers?
Yeah, it's very tough. I mean, not even just your brothers, just your family, friends in general. I mean, last year, obviously, the year for me wasn't that great. But at the end of the day, I had friends that got to come visit me. My family got to come visit me. And I think that's very important to me. So this year has been very tough on me. And I mean, being 6-7 months away from loved ones is always something that you don't want to do. But at the end of the day, it's a job. And I guess that it's just, I'm excited to see them soon.
Have you seen them? When's the last time you saw them?
December. My brother was probably like early December, and then my parents like December 20th.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You talked about, you know, when we spoke in the off season that you wanted to be more consistent this year. And I think, you know, you had gone through a long spell without scoring a lot of goals, and you got those ones early, and it seemed like it really lifted a weight off your shoulder. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about what has transpired that has, you know, lifted you to play? Your point totals are just skyrocketed. You're 11th in any AHL scoring now, and just what do you think? What do you contribute to?
Honestly, I think, I mean, I didn't know that, so I'm not big into points. I think the biggest thing is I've just learned to be more consistent. And I think that just comes with being in a better physical shape. And then also just learning little things from coach and the staff and the organization. I mean, it makes it so easy. Like I said, when our structure is so well, you know where guys are going to be, and you usually know where the puck's going to be before it gets there. So obviously that aspect helps a lot. And then always just, I think I've just finished the puck more. It makes it a lot easier working on shots and this and that this season, but just getting pucks to the net. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, last year, I don't know how many shots I had and how many games, but this year I want to say I have around 16, a little less than 30 games. So for me, I think that's important. Just got to get pucks to the net. And you realize that, I mean, if you look at anyone in the league, the top goal scorers are going to be the guys that shoot the puck the most. So I think just getting pucks to the net is honestly one of the bigger things I've learned throughout the offseason.